You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Excited, ready to go. It's one of them weeks. A lot of buys, but I'm ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are a lot of buys. Speaking of that, on a buy this week, we've got the Browns, Cowboys, Broncos, Giants, Steelers, and 49ers. It's by Mageddon 2, brother.
No doubt.
It's getting wild over there, but we're going to go ahead and get into our starts and sits. We're going through each game. Let's get into it. That's right. Starts and sits for week 9. Let's start with the first game. We've got the Colts versus the Patriots.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 40.5 points. They got the Patriots winning by 6.5. I like the Colts here. I think the Colts take this one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I got the Colts taking the W also in this game. Does Sam Ellinger get it together or what, Trey?
Yeah, I think he steps it up. You know, they didn't really do a whole lot with him, but I think they're still trying to work him into the offense. But the only thing that scares me is how good Bill Belichick does against, you know, new quarterbacks and everything like that. But
absolutely. I hear you, brother. Hey, and Albert stopping in as always. Sup, Albert. Guys, we are giving away 3 free entries into our DeAndre Swift signed jersey on this show. Put your comments in, like the video, and I'm going to pick one randomly. Trey's going to pick one, and then we're going to decide on someone to get a free entry into the signed DeAndre Swift jersey. So put your comments down. Like the video, guys.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and get into the Colts. Deion Jackson. JT is out of there, so I'm starting Deion Jackson up. Last time JT was gone, Deion Jackson did his thing. I'm hoping he can do that again. I know a lot of you out there also are. I'm going to go ahead and throw him in there, though. Zach Moss is expected to start, so just expect to see him on the field. I'm not going to start the guy, but just saying, keep an eye on that. Pittman is obviously going to be a start. Alec Pierce, I know I've talked big on Alec Pierce, but between him and Campbell, I just don't feel comfortable starting either one of these guys. Yeah, they need to put Nick Foles in though. That's something I want to see. Let's St. Nicholas get in there and do some things. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Deion Jackson, you know, people that are probably a little bit worried about the Patriots defense against running backs, but you see how Chicago ran all over them. I think Deion Jackson has a great game. I think he's probably the best player to start on this entire team.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one for sure, for sure. You got anything else for the Colts, buddy?
Not for the Colts.
All right, well, then I'm moving on to the Patriots. Stevenson is always somebody you're going to start. And, you know, as always, guys, start your studs in every matchup. Some people will go unnamed, but that's because it's just so obvious we don't feel like we need to say anything about it. Harris, he's hurt. He's injured. If he's out, I'm definitely starting Ramondre Stevenson up because he's going to eat there. But if he does play, I mean, he's very touchdown dependent. So, I mean, you might throw him in there as a flex if you absolutely need somebody with all these buys going on. But Jacoby Myers has managed to stay very relevant. I'm going to start Jacoby Myers. And Hunter Henry's been getting a lot of looks over there. So I might throw Hunter Henry in as a tight end. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. Actually, Harris, from what I've heard, is it's actually an illness. So it's not an injury, but he's been ill, missing practice, and they think the illness might carry over into him not playing. So, so if he does suit up, I assume he'll be good to go. But they act like he won't. So,
definitely something to monitor there. You got anything else for the Patriots, Trey?
That's it on them.
Well, then let's go ahead and switch it up. Go to the next game here. We've got the Packers versus the Lions.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 49 points. They got the Packers winning by 3.5. You know, it's hard to bet for the Lions to get a dub, but the Packers have just been sucking it up. And if they don't win this week, it's looking really bad for them. I want to say the Lions win, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers in the situation that he's in, if he doesn't get this dub, he needs this dub. I think he goes out there and pulls it off.
It feels like a trap game almost. I'm taking the Lions to take the W. I mean, if I was a betting man, I'd say Packers, but my heart tells me the Lions are going to pull it off.
100%. I agree. getting into a little bit of starts, my Packers starts. I think Aaron Rodgers is streamable. Obviously, definitely two quarterback leagues. I think he's going to do good this week. Aaron Jones is going to kill it. I mean, he's going to go insane. I love him as a start this week. Alan Lazard is a game time decision. But if he plays, I think he's definitely startable. You know, the Lions are giving up the fifth most points to opposing wide receivers, which means that I think Dobbs is even startable. And I know that's like every week you're like, this is the week Dobbs does something. This is the week Dobbs does something. I'm going to say it again this week. This is the week Dobbs does something, and we'll see what happens. But I think you can throw him out there. And then, obviously, Robert Tonyan, you can throw him out there too. He's been getting a lot of looks and everything like that. And where the tight ends look, he's one of the more consistent ones out there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say Lazard? Is Lazard playing? Or I know he's questionable.
It's a game time decision. They're going to make a decision at game time, but they're not really sure. He acts like he's been practicing and he's healthy and he's good, but somehow he's still a game time decision. So that's but if he plays, I feel like he's going to probably get more targets than Dobbs, in my opinion, just because of him and Aaron Rodgers' history.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Every time he's on the field, he does big things. I like that.
Moving on to my Lions starts, Amon-Ra, you're starting him in every league that you possibly have him in. This dude's a monster, and now that they've got rid of Hawkinson, he's just going to gain more targets. I like Goff as a start in this matchup, especially in two quarterback leagues. Jamal Williams I like as a start. He's been getting all them goal lines, touchdown, just monster. DeAndre Swift is startable. But it's tough because, you know, he's not back to where he was. The coach said that he wants to give Williams more opportunities. And even Swift come out and said that he couldn't promise to be 100% the rest of the season. So that scares me as a I'm a Swift owner. You know what I mean? But I think you still have to start him if you have him.
Yeah. Speaking of DeAndre Swift, guys, we're giving away a DeAndre Swift signed jersey. All you got to do is be a member of our Patreon. You're automatically entered. Also, just comment on this video and like the video. We're picking three. We're giving three entries away for the contest. Leave a comment in this video. What else you got, Trey, for the Lions?
That's it for the Packers and Lions.
All right. Well, I got a start sick question for you, Trey.
Let's do it.
Jared Goff or Aaron Rodgers?
I like Aaron Rodgers. You know, like I say, the Lions have been giving up the most yards, the most touchdowns and everything like that, most points in fantasy against opposing teams. And I think Aaron Rodgers does it with or without Lazard. I think he'll find a way, especially with Aaron Jones.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game here. We've got the Chargers versus the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 48 points. They got the Chargers winning by 3. I like that. It scares me, but I like that. I think the Chargers pull this one off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got the Falcons taking the W on that one, dude. They're just missing so many key pieces on the Chargers that I like the Falcons here, even though they're in my division, and it would hurt for them to get another W. I got the Falcons taking the W there.
Go ahead. With the Falcons, like I said, that's what scares me, because they've really been doing a lot, and their run game is insane. And they've just been plowing through people and barely throwing the ball and winning games. And if I had to put my money on it, I think Chargers are, even with how beat up they are, I think they pull this one off.
Guess we're going to find out, buddy. And Commissioner Cooper over on TSS Fantasy popping in saying Isaiah Likely, number one tight end this week across the board.
Wow.
Big words, buddy. I'm excited, though. We'll find out for sure, for sure.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and start with the Chargers. DeAndre Carter is sick with an illness. A lot of that going on, obviously, in the league. He might not play. If he does play, I'm going to start him. I mean, a lot of talk on Joshua Palmer, who I'm also starting. But I think DeAndre Carter is going to come in there under the radar and do some stuff if he plays. But like I said, Joshua Palmer is my start of the week there. Keenan Allen out. Mike Williams out. Josh Palmer in. Let's see what he can do over there. I think Gerald Everett might go off. We've got that veteran presence there on the field. So Gerald Everett, I think you could start him up. And look out for Michael Bandy. Look out for this guy, man. I'm predicting one touchdown and 84 yards for Michael Bandy.
This week?
This week.
Okay, okay. I'll go with one reception for 12 yards.
Nah, bro. That Bandy name is going to carry him, bro. You'll see. You'll see. let's see. Eckler is cleared for takeoff off the injury list. Obviously, you're going to start this guy. As always, start those studs. What else you got for the Chargers, buddy?
Yeah, I like Gerald Everett a lot this week. I think he ends the week as a top six tight end. With all the wide receivers down, I feel like he's going to be a go-to man. I think Josh Palmer does his thing. You know, he passed the concussion protocol. He's ready to go. I like that start of the week pick a lot. And I really think the Chargers step up a little bit. You know, it's funny sometimes when teams lose their best guys, that's when they play better, because they get past the mindset of the name game and they start putting other players out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's roll to the Falcons. Let's see. Patterson might be coming off. Might be playing. He says he's 90% healthy. Do we start him if he is ready, Trey?
I mean, if he's going and they've got him in the game ready to go, I feel like you have to start him. You know what I mean? Just from his history. I mean, the dude's a monster. As old as he is, he's doing his thing. And if he's out there, I'm putting him in.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. I'm throwing him in there. He hasn't been sitting on that IR spot for nothing. When he was playing, he was tearing it up. Cordell Patterson, if he plays, throw him in there. Now, if he doesn't, you're going to start Tyler Allgeier, obviously. And that Caleb Huntley, if Cordell Patterson is not in, Caleb Huntley could be relevant. I mean, I'm saying you could might be able to throw him in a flex spot, you know, if things are a little rough for you. But if Patterson is in, Caleb Huntley, yeah, out of there. I'm starting Mariota in my, two quarterback league. Heck, maybe in some one quarterback league. He's been a great fantasy quarterback for us this year, running the ball and staying relevant. I love it. I love it. In deeper leagues, Demir Byrd as a flex. Just throwing that out there. He's had two good weeks. We'll see. And Drake London, I'm sitting Drake London until he gives me a reason to start him, honestly. It's a little scary what he's got going on over there. I really had high hopes for this kid, too.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And then Kyle Pitts, I don't care how good he's been doing. I mean, he's just one of those tight ends that you're throwing in there and hoping for the best. But I would try to find somebody more consistent.
Like Gerald Everett.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on the Pitts stuff, man. It's just, we threw him in the gag bag a few weeks ago, and I think he just needs to stay there for a while.
No doubt.
Anything else, buddy, for the Falcons?
That's it for me.
All right, then, let's go ahead and move to the next game. We've got the Bills versus the Jets.
Over-under for this game is 47.5 points. They got the Bills winning by 12.5. I like that spread. I like that pick. I like the Bills to mollywop the Jets.
Absolutely, absolutely. Me too, buddy. Obviously, I got the Bills winning. No Breece Hall means no good W's for the Jets. Randy Miller pops in, Conklin likely if Andrews out or Waller if he plays.
Just like TSS Fantasy come in and said, I think likely is the pick here. If Andrews is out, I think likely has the highest ceiling to be the number one tight end on the week across the board, and I would go likely. If Andrews is playing, I still think likely will be relevant, but I would go Waller if he plays. And then, of course, if Andrews is playing, Waller is not playing, then Conklin sounds like a great pick.
Absolutely, absolutely. And congratulations, Randy Miller. You have been automatically entered in our DeAndre Swift signed jersey giveaway. Your name is on the list, buddy. Thank you for coming on the video. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. But congratulations, buddy. You're in there.
Let's go, big Randy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead with the Bills, Trey.
Yeah, so my Bills starts this week. I mean, you're starting Josh Allen. You're starting Diggs. I feel like you have to start Gabe Davis. I mean, as volatile as his action has been, I feel like you have to start that dude because he has some insane weeks. And he's not put up a goose egg yet, which is, he's had a couple really low weeks, but I think you have to start him if he's out there. Dawson Knox will get you a couple points, 4 to 5. Don't expect any more, but if that's what you need out of your tight end, I mean, that's what you need. Devin Singletary, I think, is startable, but Nyheim Hines could take some of his work. I'm not starting Nyheim Hines, but I feel like he might take a little bit of Singletary's work. I mean, Josh Allen come out at practice, and they were practicing with Hines, and he was like, that dude is fast. And so it's exciting for people that own Nyheim Hines, but I'm not putting out here this week. That makes me too nervous.
Absolutely, absolutely. I need to see more. I think Josh Allen wants to use Hines as a pass-catching back. I think that's something that their offense could definitely benefit from. I like it. I like it, Trey.
Jumping to my Jets starts, not a whole lot to talk about, but Garrett Wilson, I think he's worthy of a start. Corey Davis is out. Michael Carter, it's tough with the Bills' defense, but I think if you have him, you can flex him. You can't start James Robinson. I mean, he didn't do a whole lot in the first week, and we got to really see before – got to let him do something before you can actually put them out there in a starting position. And then maybe in super deep leagues, you know, throw Denzel Mims in there in your flex spot with Corey Davis out and everything like that. This dude's been getting some catches and everything. But I'm not starting Elijah Moore and Zach Wilson. He should be on your waiver wire. Don't even look at him.
Yeah, rough stuff going on there in New York. You know, I'm actually thinking about starting James Robinson here in one of my leagues. I picked him up off the wire. Somebody pulled the trigger too early on that one. I might throw him in there just to kind of see what happens, you know? Like, might be interesting.
Scary.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Jets, what are you going to do, buddy, against the Bills?
Right.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. I've got the Vikings versus the Commanders.
Over under for this game is 44.5 points. DraftKings has the Vikings winning by 3. I like that a lot. I mean, the Vikings are on a 5 win streak. Their only loss this year is to the Eagles. Kirk Cousins, top 12 QB. And the Manders, yeah, they're on a three week win streak. But I just don't think they have the cojones of what it takes to beat a Viking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Vikings take the W on this one as well. Let's go ahead and move to the starts in the Vikings. Hockenson has shot up and is already number one tight end on the depth chart for the Vikings. I think he is going to be relevant. Honestly, I do. I'm starting Hockenson up, especially the way and how volatile the tight end position is. I'm starting Hockenson up here. Adam Thielen, he has been staying relevant. Slow start to the season, but he's trending up. I'm starting Adam Thielen here. And Mattinson owners, stay vigilant because you never know when he's going to become the guy again. Just saying.
Yeah, I like that a lot. The Hockenson thing, you know, a lot of people are saying all these guys that got traded this week, like, don't start any of them, blah, 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 blah. If I was going to start any of them, it would be Hockenson, just because he already knows what it's like to come to a new regime and then have to spin around and be a, become a starter. And with this offense and everything, I really think that they can work him in a way that he'll really do something. So I definitely think he's worth a shot this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go to the Commanders here. Two quarterback leads. I'll start Heinicke if I have to. I mean, if I don't have a better option, one of my quarterbacks went down or one of the elite guys aren't doing it for me, I might throw Heinicke in there just to keep things rolling. And if you're putting Heinicke in there, then you got to start Scary Terry McLaurin. Those two got a connection going on, and I love it. I love it a lot. Curtis Samuel. I'm going to start Curtis Samuel this week. Trey, I know you like that one.
Yeah, I'm benching him this week, but yeah.
Ooh. Antonio Gibson, number two on the depth chart, but remaining relevant. He's had two great games. Maybe that fire lit under him with Brian Robinson being there is igniting something inside of him. Antonio Gibson, I'm starting him up.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I will say with the Curtis Samuel thing, like, I'm benching him, but I'm benching him for Josh Palmer. So, you know what I mean? You gotta take the better option there.
Sure. No, yeah, absolutely. It all depends on the options. Now, Brian Robinson is going to be a sit for me. He just doesn't pass the eye test to me. I've really tried. It's an amazing story going on over there. But I'm out on Robinson.
Yeah, dude got shot. I mean, it's hard, you know. It's that's the life, but he just doesn't look like what we've been expecting, and I'd bench him as well.
Let's go ahead and roll the next game, Trey.
Let's do it.
We got the Panthers versus the Bengals.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 44 points. They got the Bengals winning by 9. Give me the Bengals with the dub. I don't know if it's by 9. I think this is going to be a high offensive game. I think it hits the over. I think it might be, you know, 7, you know, maybe even 6 or 3. I think 9's a stretch.
Yeah. I got the Bengals taking the win here also, but I think it's going to be a really good game, man. I'm excited for this one.
No doubt. Jumping into my starts for the Panthers. PJ Walker in two quarterback leagues again is worth a shot. I mean, he's been doing some massive things at quarterback position, surprisingly, since he's like the 4-string quarterback or whatever over there. DJ Moore, I mean, he's trending up. I feel like you got him. You're starting him now because when you were starting him before, he wasn't doing nothing, and you need the points that he left you on the bench back then. Chuba is out, and so Foreman is a must start because we saw what happened last time. So I think Foreman's going to go crazy for fantasy. And then Terrence Marshall Jr., if you watched our waiver wire show, you know, that dude's flexible, pick him up. And fun fact, you know, he played with Joe Burrow at LSU. So kind of a little, you know, rivalry / you know, whatever kind of game going on here. So that's exciting too. So get you some Terrence Marshall Jr.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd throw him in the flex spot. Absolutely. Yeah.
Real quick, I got a start and sit question for you. Two quarterback league, would you rather start PJ Walker or Taylor Heinicke?
I'm going PJ Walker here. I just think his upside is way better. The way he bombed that ball to DJ Moore, man, give me some of that, buddy. Give me some
I
of that.
I agree completely. But jumping it into my Bengals starts. Throw out Monday's game against the Browns. I mean, it was just just throw it out, trash game, you know, whatever. You're starting all these guys, your Burrow, your Higgins, your Boyd, your Hayden Hurst, your Joe Mixon. I think that they have a comeback game this week.
For sure. I like it. I'm throwing all of them in there. T. Higgins, I'm still starting Boyd, Hurst, all of them up, yeah. Dude. I love it.
No doubt.
Go ahead to the Panthers.
We did the Panthers.
Oh, let's go to the next game.
Let's do it.
We got the Raiders versus the Jaguars.
Over under for this game is 47 points. They got the Raiders winning by 1.5. I like the Jags here. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the way that the Raiders got blown out by the Saints, but I like the Jags to take the dub.
Could be. But I got the Raiders taking the win. It's a bounce back game. The Jaguars just aren't putting it together like we hoped they would. I got the Raiders winning this game. Let's go ahead and move to the Raiders starts. Now, listen, calm down. You can start Davante Adams. Derek Carr, too. Davante was sick, guys, like literally sick. So let's just give him a pass on that game. Let's see. Mac Hollins. I'd start him. I'd start Mac Hollins over Hunter Renfro. What do you think?
I like that. I think he's definitely flexible for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Renfro just, he's not doing it this year. Maybe he's just, you know, when he had to step up and be the guy, that was something. But now it's just, it's not doing it for him.
Right.
Let's see. Do we start Foster Moreau if Waller can't go?
I mean, you definitely can in some situations. I would be looking for someone better. But, I mean, there's definitely certain players that I would start Foster Moreau over.
Mm-hmm. And Randy Miller says, have y'all gone over Bears Dolphins yet? Not yet, buddy. We are getting there, though. Stay tuned. All right. Let's shoot it over to the Jaguars. I'm going to start Trevor Lawrence in this game. I think he has a good matchup. I'm going to stick with Christian Kirk, keep him going. I think he's, you know, going to get better as time goes on. I hope. It just seems like they're thinking ETN is the answer here for them. Obviously, you're going to start ETN always. So just ETN is obviously a must start always. Keep an eye on Jamichael Hasty. If the Jags can get it together on offense, I think he can do something here. Evan Ingram's for a tight end. I'm glad to see him get some life back in him. I like Evan Ingram, and I think he's going to be good.
Yeah, I think that's actually where I would like draw the line, like with the Foster Moreau, Evan Ingram. I think I would start Evan Ingram over Foster Moreau, but any tight end that's probably lower than Evan Ingram on the totem pole, I'd be willing to throw out Foster Moreau there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Guys, just as a reminder, comment on the video, leave a like, and you could be automatically entered in our DeAndre Swift signed jersey giveaway. We're picking comments. We already got one. Randy Miller, congratulations. And we got more coming. Let's go ahead and move to the next game here. I've got the Dolphins versus the Bears.
Over under for this game is 45.5 points. They got the Dolphins winning by 5. Give me the Dolphins, obviously. I mean, I as much as the Bears have been trending up and all that shit, the Dolphins win this game. I mean, it's the Dolphins are monsters on offense. Even though their defense isn't the greatest, I think their defense is good enough to control the Bears enough to get a dub.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I got the Dolphins winning the game also, but I think it's going to be a good fight. I could see the Bears getting off to a hot start and the Dolphins coming back and winning. The Dolphins seem to take a minute to get warmed up, but they get it done.
No doubt. Jumping into my Dolphins starts. You're starting Tua. You're starting Hill. You're starting Waddle. Gesicki is worth a shot. You know, he's been getting his targets. He's trending up. Mostert, I think you can start him. You know, Chicago's allowing the second most yards against running backs. And Jeff Wilson, I think, is very scary to start. I probably wouldn't put him out there just yet. Just kind of see what they're going to do with him first.
Yeah, I agree. Hold on Jeff Wilson Jr. But when he does get going, I think it's going to be awesome to watch.
No doubt.
We got a question real quick, Trey. Randy Miller says, do y'all think Aaron Jones is getting a touchdown? The line's at -110.
Yeah, personally, I think that's free money. I think it's almost guaranteed that Aaron Jones gets at least one touchdown, and it's probably why the line's at 110. I think that's pretty easy to say. It's hard to judge who gets touchdowns and all that stuff, but definitely, if I was putting my money, it'd be Aaron Jones getting one in that game.
Absolutely. I agree, Trey. Yeah, Aaron Jones gets a touchdown.
Jumping to the Bears starts. It's hard for me to like Bears because I've talked crap about them all year and they have been pretty terrible all year. But yeah. David Montgomery, he's flexible. You can flex him. Khalil Herbert, you can flex him. Darnell Mooney, I think you can flex him. but the Bear that I do like talking about is Justin Fields, baby. He's top 5 QB the last 2 weeks against Dallas defense, against the Patriots. And that's why this dude is my start of the week. Go throw Justin Fields out there, single quarterback. It don't matter. This dude's going to go crazy with his legs and get the points that you need to win your week. I love Justin Fields this week.
Man, things have changed throughout the season, haven't they not?
No doubt.
I got a start set for you, buddy.
All right.
Tom Brady or Justin Fields?
That's tough, man. That's crazy that it's tough. It blows me away how tough that is. But honestly, like the stat that I said is what would make me pick Justin Fields is that he's been top five against Dallas and the Patriots. And now he's going up against a defense that the Dolphins is not that great. So I would go Justin Fields this week.
Scary stuff, buddy. Scary stuff. But I like it. I like it.
I'm not starting Chase Claypool. Obviously, like we've talked about. I think, though, for DFS, I think he's worth throwing in a DFS lineup just to see what happens. Because the Bears, you know, because of how much they're struggling, they might just throw him out there and give him a major role. But don't risk your fantasy season on it, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I do have a start and sit question for you, though.
Uh-oh, what you got?
Khalil Herbert or David Montgomery?
I'm going Khalil Herbert, and it's not close. I think the Bears are finally starting to understand and see that what they have with Khalil Herbert here, and Montgomery just can't seem to get it going. I think moving forward, Khalil Herbert is going to be the bell cow back there, I hope.
No doubt.
Let's go ahead and move to the next game. We've got the Seahawks versus the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, baby. Divisional. Over-under for this game is 49.5. They have the Cardinals winning by 3. Give me Seahawks with that dub, son.
Well, you will be disappointed to know that I've got the Cardinals taking the W in this game. Cody popping in says, Seahawks win.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right, let's go ahead. First off, I want to say that I think this is going to be a great game. High scoring shootout. Lots of turnovers on defense, just saying. Let's go ahead and go to the Seahawks starts here, though. I'm starting Geno Smith, baby.
No doubt.
We're talking Justin Fields. We're talking Geno Smith. Jeez, man, what is going on here? Guys, if you're just joining us, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment down below, and you might be automatically entered in the DeAndre Swift jersey giveaway. Just throwing that out there. But back to the Seahawks here. Tyler Lockett, I think, has a big game this week. One touchdown, 104 yards, 140-yard reception. That is my prediction for this game for Tyler Lockett. And I think DK also gets a touchdown. So you could start both of those guys up. And Kenneth Walker continues to run all over everyone. So start him up, obviously. But anything else for the Seahawks, Trey?
Only thing is that if you took Geno Smith stats and pretended that he was Russell Wilson, he'd be in the talk for an MVP candidate. And he's not, and I feel like that's some disrespect on the kind of year he's been having.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you on that. He said that. I hear you on that, buddy. But it's rough over there, Geno. I mean, I think he could have a play for comeback player of the year. Honestly,
I like that too.
Let's go ahead and move to the Cardinals. James Conner is a game time decision if he plays. I like starting him here. I mean, it's scary to start him here, but I like starting him here if he plays. If he doesn't, Eno, I think, could be a good start against the Seahawks offensive line. I think he could break some tackles and get some yards for you. And starting Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz continues to impress me. The older he gets, the better his spouse of greatness are. I love it. Rondale Moore, I'm starting him up also. And look for Robbie Anderson to get more involved. I'm not saying start this guy. I'm saying look for him to get more involved here. And Greg Dortch gets a touchdown.
Okay. Greg Dortch getting a touchdown. Only thing I will say is that Zach Ertz owners, I'm one of them, And yes, every week he puts up the points you need at your tight end position, but do not watch the progress. Just wait till the game's over and look, because every week I look, it's like third quarter and he's got like 2 points and I'm like, oh my God, Zach Ertz. And then when the game's over, I look back and he's got 16 and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, because he usually breaks out for a good one there, man. Just, yeah, just wait till after the game to check your score on that
no
one.
Doubt.
Anything else, buddy, for the Cardinals?
That's it, but the Seahawks going to get that dub. That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's move on to the next game, and that is our Manscaped game of the week. We got the Rams versus the Buccaneers in this Manscaped game of the week. Guys, I want to talk to you about Manscaped for just a second here. Manscaped is the leading male grooming below the belt place, man. I love Manscaped, man. I got get you the Lawnmower 4.0. Big supporters of our podcast. Guys, this thing's great. It's waterproof. You could do it in the shower. It comes with a little newspaper you can lay out. If you don't feel like doing it in the shower, that way all the shavings and such shall fall on the paper. It's great.
Yeah, man, I love Manscaped, dude. Ever since we got it, like, I mean, I use it almost every day. I'm just, like, coming up with new ways to use this kind of stuff, man. Like, it's got the LED light on there. See it in the dark. I mean, the nose and ear hair trimmer, you know, I don't use it often, but it works. I mean, it does its job. And on top of that, the ball toner and the crop reviver, I mean, you'd be surprised how much you'll really enjoy this product once you get it.
I agree 100%. And guys, right now you can get 20% off your entire order if you use the promo code at the top of the screen, SUPERFLEX20, for 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Check it out, guys. Manscaped, great stuff going on over there. That's right. But let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey. What do you say?
Let's do it. So Rams and Bucks over under for this game is 42.5 points. They got the Bucks winning by 2.5. Give me the Bucks with the dub.
Yeah.
It's tough, but I think that they really need this one, and I really hope they get it.
Me too, buddy. Me too. We do need this one pretty bad. Pretty bad.
And here's the deal, you know, if the Rams lose, they're almost guaranteed to miss out of the playoffs with the way their division's been playing out. The Bucks, if they lose, they still have a chance, but the Rams is looking really rough if they lose. You know, it's tough. I think it's going to be a very defensive game. I'm scared to start a lot of people in this matchup, but I think it'll be low scoring, but you never know. But jumping into my starts, let's go with the Bucks first. Leonard Fournette is averaging 2.5 yards a carry. That's rough, but I think you got to start him because he gets his fantasy value from them catches, and and that's what he do, and he gets them touchdowns, and I think you got to start Fournette if you got him, obviously. Brady, obviously, he's an okay start, mediocre at best, but throw him out there. Evans, I'm starting Evans. Godwin has zero touchdowns on the year. Let me go ahead and say he gets his first one in this game. I think Godwin goes out there and gets his first TD of the year. And that surprised me because he's actually done really well for fantasy. So if he's doing that without touchdowns, I think this dude's a monster. And I think he's a great start this week. Don't start Julio Jones. I mean, it's hit or miss with that dude. Maybe in some deeper leagues, you could throw him as a flex. But in my normal leagues, I'm not starting Julio Jones or Rashad White. It's just not enough offense going on for the Bucks right now to put those guys out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like it. And I could talk about it all day long, buddy. But guys, just a quick reminder again, comment on this video if you want to get a free entry into our DeAndre Swift signed jersey giveaway. We got two more entries to give away. Is it going to be you? I don't know. Comment on the video. Like the video. Could be you.
Jumping into my Rams starts, you play Cooper Kupp and you move on. No, but Cooper Kupp, you know, he's been a little banged up. Sounds like he's going to play. You put him in there if he's out there because he's their offense. I guess you play Higbee, But I would look for some other options, see what's out there. It's scary, especially in a matchup against the Bucks. He's had some rough weeks, but he's still getting 40% of the targets while he's on the field. So Higbee's not the worst tight end you could throw out there. I'm not starting any Rams running backs. There's no telling what's going on there. I mean, all the craziness, Cam Akers might be back. Henderson wasn't even like the lead role player last week. Like, it's insane. And then Allen Robinson, I think, is a deep shot flex option. I think definitely, and especially if Cup's out, I think Allen Robinson's and even Van Jefferson, if Cup's out, is worth a shot.
Yeah, no, I like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure Cup's in there, but
yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, but I like.
You
Allen
never
Robinson
know. Game time, they'd be like, "Oh, well, actually, you know, even though we said he's gonna play all week, we decided that no, he's not."
It's the Bucks, man. They want it just like we want it. You know.
Right.
Unfinished business, as Tom Brady said. I think this is what he was referring to. I guess we're gonna see what happens. We Bucks really need a win here, though, for sure.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and move to the next game, and that is Sunday Night Football. We've got the Titans versus the Chiefs.
Dun dun dun. Over under for this game is 47 points. They got the Chiefs winning by 11 points. Give me that upset. Titans get the dub, bro. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you 100%. I've got the Titans taking the win in that for their sixth straight win against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a fun one, buddy. Lots of defense from the Titans, though. And Derrick Henry.
Right.
Obviously, you're starting this dude up. What was that video, Trey?
Yeah, Vrabel come out and he was like, all these teams in the league, you know, they got all of these things, but there's one thing we got that they don't. Derrick Henry.
Put the crown on him. Blow. I love it. I love it. For my starts, I mean, I just got in big bold letters, Derrick Henry, baby. So, yeah. Honestly, I think off the top of my head, Dontrell Hilliard could be a decent flex option, maybe. Maybe throw him out there. Let's see here. Robert Woods, I'd love to see become relevant, but it just doesn't seem to be happening for him. I don't know if he will actually be on the Titans next year, honestly.
Yeah, it's tough.
Anything else you got for the Titans? Because I don't have much, buddy.
Just that I think Tannehill is trending to start. I know that, you know, he was coming off that injury and everything like that. And if he's out there, I think Robert Woods will get a couple more points. Cody Sutherland wants a signed jersey. Well, you got it, brother. You're the next entry into our signed jersey drawing. We'll put you down. Thanks for coming out and commenting on our video.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Cody Sutherland. You are automatically entered into our DeAndre Swift signed jersey giveaway. Guys, we got one more entry to give away. It could be you. Comment on the video. We're at Sunday Night Football, so you know that means we're almost done.
Right.
Comment on the video, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and you could be a jersey owner. Also, if you don't get it on this episode, then check out our Patreon. We got the Patreon going now. It looks great over there. You automatically entered if you join our Patreon, so check it out over there.
No doubt.
Let's move on to the Chiefs here. The Titans defense is stingy, and for that reason, I am not starting Juju Smith-Schuster. I know he is on a tear. He's had two phenomenal games, but I think that comes to an end here. And also Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, I'm also sitting him as well. I just think the Titans' defense is very strong. They'll get catches. They'll get points, but I don't think it'll be anything you're proud to have over there. I do like Hardman, though. I think Hardman, I might flex him if I didn't have much of a choice. Just throwing that out there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, gets 58 yards, maybe a touchdown at the goal line, possibly. But I'm sitting and fading Clyde Edwards-Helaire here. I think coming off of the bye, the Chiefs are going to be like Pacheco-centric.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Pacheco and all that jazz, but to me, I think this is a comeback game for Clyde. I think Clyde comes in, and because of the Titans' defense, I think Mahomes has to use Clyde. And I think him and Pacheco both can have a good game and be fantasy relevant.
For sure. No, I could see it happening, but I just think Pacheco's going to get it going. You got anything else, Trey?
Not besides, you know, you're obviously starting Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, those are your boys. So put them out there because they're going to kill it.
Yep. All right, then. Let's go ahead and move to Monday Night Football, baby. We got the Ravens versus the Saints.
Over-under for this game is 49 points. They got the Ravens winning by 3. Again, give me the upset. The Saints get the dub this week. The Ravens barely squeaked by last week. Give me the dub to the Saints this week.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Although, I got the Ravens taking the W on this one. I just don't think the Saints are putting it together as well as they should. If they can get Kamara going and Dalton, you know, can get it going also, I think they could pull it off, but I think the Ravens are going to get it this week.
Jumping into my Ravens starts, obviously, if Mark Andrews is playing, you have to start him. It's scary. He could go down in the middle of the game, but if Mark Andrews is the top two tied in, you have to put him out there if he's playing. You're starting Lamar, obviously. Isaiah Likely, if Andrews is out, like we said earlier, is looking to be a top tight end, if not the number one tight end on the week. And even if Andrews plays, I think that Isaiah Likely is worth a start. And this is the one thing that scares me about Andrews not playing. The Ravens' bye is next week. And if they were to just sit him out, make him feel a little bit better, guarantee that he comes back after the bye ready to go. A lot of coaches think about that kind of stuff, you know. So if that happens, then Isaiah Likely is going to go nuts. Rashad Bateman is out for the foreseeable future. But Devin Duvernay, I think he's a fine start. Definitely a flexible option. DeMarcus Robinson has been doing things, but he was limited in practice with a groin injury. I want to sit him in most leagues. I mean, in some super deep leagues, I think he's worth a start just because of the Bateman thing and especially the Mark Andrews if they're both out. But that's about it for DeMarcus Robinson. Gus Edwards, questionable, but has missed practice all week. And the last time that happened, he didn't start. Kenyon Drake, roll that boy out the red carpet and put him in there because when he's the dude, he gets the work, he gets the fantasy value.
Absolutely. I'm starting Drake in one of my leagues. I like it. I like it a lot. Go ahead.
Jump into my Saints starts. 3 TD Kamara. Repeat this week. Who knows? But it's definitely worth a start. Chris Olave, I mean, you're starting that dude. Michael Thomas is on IR, basically done for the year for fantasy anyway, which he didn't do anything for you anyway. But Chris Olave is definitely worth a start because they ain't got much left. Andy Dalton in 2 quarterback leagues, I think, is definitely worth a shot. And Taysom Hill every week is the same tight end player. You're starting him because you're hoping for a 40-point week and you're okay with a couple. And I don't really want to start anybody else on that team.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, I had a league where I had Trey Lance. He went out. It's a 16-man league. So I got Andy Dalton because I gotta. So it's interesting. It's interesting over there.
I like it a lot.
Guys, that is all of our starts and sits. Guys, the next person to comment on this video is automatically entered in our DeAndre Swift signed jersey giveaway. Comment on the video and you are automatically entered, or the first comment after this video is done. Guys, thank you so much for watching the show this week. You got something else, Trey?
I do. I have a couple trivia questions for you while we wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, just jumping into it. Mm-hmm. Which quarterback has the highest passer rating as a rookie?
Do I get any options here?
I will tell you that he broke this record as his rookie season was 2016.
Okay. Can I get another hint? is he playing currently now as a starting quarterback?
He is.
Okay. All right. Rookie in 2016.
And his state that he plays in is south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Jameis Winston?
Wrong answer. Dak Prescott, baby.
See, Cowboys. That's you. I just feel gross. Even that.
But hey, you say highest passer ranking as a rookie. That's pretty good.
I feel like I knew that too.
Okay, this one a little tougher. Maybe I don't know how well you know your LSU knowledge, but which NFL player played beside Jarvis Landry as a wide receiver for LSU?
Beside Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. What a shot. Wow, I'm surprised you got that.
Cow.
Odell out there next to his boy Jarvis Landry. Of course, they didn't play, you know, their whole years together, but they definitely had some years where they were on the field together.
Nice.
Last trivia question we got this week. Which NFL quarterback holds the record for the most rushing touchdowns in NFL history?
My heart. I want to say Michael Vick, but I would be wrong. Randall Cunningham.
is your boy, Cameron Newton.
Oh,
Cam Newton holds the record for the most, and that's not in a single season. That's in the history of the NFL.
Wow.
So yeah, and where is he at now? No one knows.
I think I saw him working at McDonald's. No. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Albert, you are automatically entered in our signed jersey giveaway. Got you down, Albert. You're in there.
Let's go, Albert. Consistently here every week. The dude.
Absolutely. You are entered automatically in our signed jersey giveaway. Guys, you can also check us out. We got the Patreon up now, so we're doing big things over there. Go over there, check it out. We got some good options for you. We can help you with your fantasy season for sure. Also, don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you guys so much, and we're going to see you guys on the next one.
So, peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh. It's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league. Can you understand me? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe. Follow Fourth and Flex. Be on ride or die.
This your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.